Unit 11. Nature. Reading 1. Emperor Penguins. Antarctica is the coldest place on the Earth. However, there are some animals that not only live in Antarctica, but also thrive there. The emperor penguin is one of these animals. The emperor penguin's body is well adapted to living in cold weather. It has thick feathers that protect it from below zero temperatures and cold winds. The emperor penguin has another method to protect itself from the weather. It has developed a type of behavior that keeps it warm. Emperor penguins are social animals, so they live in large groups. Some groups have several thousand penguins. The penguins are used to being near one another. When the weather is extremely cold, they huddle even closer together. This lets them use the bodies of other penguins as shields from the cold and wind. By being close to several other warm bodies, the penguins transfer heat to one another and stay warm. Of course, the penguins on the outside of the group are exposed to the cold and wind. Thus, the penguins that are huddling do not remain still. Instead, they are in constant motion. Each penguin takes turns being on the outside. When the penguins on the outside get too cold, they move inside, and other penguins move to the outside. In this way, the penguins help each other stay warm and alive. By cooperating, the penguins can survive in this harsh environment. Isn't that amazing? Reading 2. Pitcher plants and ants. Deep in the rainforest are carnivorous plants with long teeth and deadly acid. They are called pitcher plants because their flowers are shaped like tall pitchers. The sweet smell of their nectar attracts insects inside them. Once inside, most insects cannot climb out again and get trapped. The plant then releases acid to digest the insect. Surprisingly, pitcher plants don't eat every insect that falls inside them. In fact, they allow ants to swim around in their traps and enjoy their nectar. Why is this? The friendly relationship between insect-eating pitcher plants and ants has puzzled scientists for many years. However, an exciting new study has solved the mystery. A team of scientists traveled to a rainforest in Borneo. There, they observed ants living on pitcher plants close up. They learned that ants help pitcher plants in three ways. First, ants help keep pitcher plants' traps clean. This helps pitcher plants be more efficient. Second, ants spend most of their time hunting and eating mosquito larvae. This is important because mosquito larvae steal nutrients from pitcher plants. Third, the ants' droppings are helpful to the pitcher plants. Based on these observations, it seems clear that pitcher plants and ants help each other to survive. Even though the ants and pitcher plants have completely different aims, they can work together. Scientists are now busy looking for more examples of this cooperation between species.